الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا خاتم النبيين. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of our series, The Sin of Backbiting. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After you listen to the excellence, make the good intention of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam every day in your day-to-day life. The most noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. On page 173 of Bahari Shariat, the 312th page, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is stated, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever makes his brother feel ashamed for a sin which he had already repented from, then that person will be involved in that sin before he dies. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we just learned that if somebody repents from their sins, then we should not disgrace them. In this context, Shaykh Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, relays that Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az Razi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, a sensible person should never embarrass anyone of the sins from which he has already repented, because once I disgraced someone because of his sin after he repented, and I was implicated in the same sin after 20 years. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the habit of unnecessary gossip and non-stop conversations result in unwarranted circumstances, and such a person usually ends up in backbiting and gossiping a lot. If it is necessary, then speak only good. Use your tongue to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at what the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised his companion Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu for best use of his tongue. Listen to these words and take them to your heart. It is narrated in Ibn Majah, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was going somewhere when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu planting a tree. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inquired, what are you doing? The companion respectfully answered, planting a tree. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, should I tell you the best way to plant a tree? By reciting Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi وَلَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. For each phrase, a tree is planted in paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the above mentioned hadith, there are four phrases. Remember these four phrases. The four phrases are, number one, Subhanallah. Number two, Alhamdulillah. Number three, La ilaha illallah. And number four, Allahu Akbar. Read these four Arabic phrases and four trees will be planted in paradise. If you read less, you will be granted less. For example, if you just read Subhanallah, then one tree will be planted. So keep your tongues in motion with these phrases and keep planting trees in paradise. Poet says, don't waste your life in useless talk. Keep busy in glorifying Allah. Only zikr of Allah, zikr of Allah, zikr of Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, another good use of the tongue is to recite Salat ala Nabi and Salam and get sins forgiven. It is narrated in Durr-e Mukhtar. Whoever recites one Salat upon the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and if it gets accepted, then Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive 80 years of that person's sins. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Some people use their tongues inappropriately and utter phrases like, please do Bismillah, come Bismillah, I have done Bismillah. Traders usually call the first sale of the day the opener. However, some call it Bismillah. For example, they say, I have not done my Bismillah today. The above statements are all inappropriate. Similarly, if somebody comes during a meal, then usually the people having the meal say, please have something. The common reply to this is Bismillah, or please do Bismillah. It is stated on page 23 of Bahar-e Shariat, volume 16, that Muslim scholars have ruled that to say Bismillah on this occasion is strictly forbidden. It is permissible to say, read Bismillah and start eating. But it is better to supplicate for the inviter. For example, by saying, Barakallahu lana wa lakum, meaning, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless us and bless you. You can also supplicate in your native language. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to something interesting about Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We should never ever read Bismillah before performing an impermissible or a strictly forbidden act. Remember, it is kufr to read Bismillah before an act which is definitely haram. As it is narrated in Fatawa-e Alamgiri, it is kufr to utter Bismillah before drinking alcohol, fornication and gambling. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, at some instances, zikr and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are rewarding, but on other occasions it is not allowed. For example, on page 533 of Bahar-e Shariat, the publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e Islami, it is stated, it is not permissible for a trader to read Salat or say Bismillah when displaying his goods in order to praise the quality of that product. Similarly, it is unlawful to read Salat upon the arrival of a scholar with the intent to inform others of his arrival so that they stand up and leave their places. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, one person told Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that I have been informed that you backbite against me. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, I cannot gift you my deeds. I do not consider you that important. Backbiting is a machine for destroying good deeds. Shaykh Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, the example of a person who backbites is like a person who uses cannon to fire away his deeds towards the east and the west. Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported that Shaykh Abu Asim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, since I have gained my senses and learned that backbiting is haram, I have never committed backbiting against anyone. Dear viewers, the one who talks more makes more mistakes. On page 108 of Minhajul Abidin, 344-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is stated that Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, securing the tongue secures the deeds, because whoever does not control his tongue usually gets trapped in backbiting. It is a common proverb, whoever talks more tends to make more mistakes. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, become a true devotee. If you have to open your mouth and use your tongue, then use it for reciting Quran and reciting the Naat and do zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. Let's listen to two ahadith. Number one, remember Allah Azza wa Jal in such abundance that people consider you insane. Number two, remember Allah Azza wa Jal in such abundance that the hypocrites start calling you a show-off. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to a faith-refreshing narration. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah Ikhlas 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal builds a palace for him in paradise. Whoever recites Surah Ikhlas 20 times, Allah Azza wa Jal builds two palaces for him. And whoever recites Surah Ikhlas 30 times, Allah Azza wa Jal builds three palaces for him in paradise. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, would we have several palaces at that time? The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah's favor is even greater than that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Poet says, with the mercy of Allah, I will get to paradise in the neighborhood of the Prophet. May I reside. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is a stench of backbiting. Backbiting gives off a specific foul odor. In ancient times, people would often find out when someone would backbite through this. However, nowadays, backbiting is so widespread and we are so surrounded by it, we do not even sense the smell anymore. Our sense of smell has become used to this odor. Try to understand this concept through the following example. It is hard for a normal person to stand in the foul odor emitted when the sewerage is being cleaned out. However, those whose job is to clean out the sewerage are not disturbed by this odor because their sense of smell is used to it. Similarly, it is stated on page number 720 of Fatawa Razaviyya, volume 1, lying and backbiting are inner diseases. Therefore, a foul odor is produced from the mouth. Angels that protect him distance themselves from him. Likewise, it is highlighted in a hadith that the most dignified Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, identifying an odor, said, this is the foul odor from the mouths of those who backbite against Muslims. Dear viewers, we do not feel this odor because our senses have become so accustomed to this smell, like the smell of leather does not bother the people who live close to the leather processing factory. But if somebody comes to visit, they might not be able to stand the smell. The Muslims should remember this and have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and try their utmost to rid themselves from the habit of lying and backbiting. Else, would anyone like to excrete from their mouths? If we open our inner senses, we would realize that the odor of lying and backbiting is worse than the stench of excrement. The greatest and the holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has warned, when a person utters a lie, the angels move a mile away from its foul smell. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has reported that we were in the blessed court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and a foul odor suddenly came to us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inquired, "Do you know what this odor is?" "This is the odor of those who backbite about other Muslims." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is essential for us to learn the correct use of the tongue. Otherwise, swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, backbiting, gossiping and other deadly sins can devastate our hereafter. If we use our tongues properly, we could amass hordes of worthless deeds. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "The one who does zikr, that is remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the marketplace, then that person will indeed be granted one noor for each strand of hair on the day of judgment." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep in mind that Quranic recitation, reciting hamd, praising Allah Azza wa Jal, supplication, reciting salat ala Nabi and salam, reciting naat poetry, delivering sermons, dars and sunnah inspiring speeches are all part of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. All Islamic brothers should try their utmost to give dars daily from Faizan Sunnat for 12 minutes in the marketplace. Bringing today's episode towards the conclusion, let's listen to a blessing of giving dars. No words can express the greatness of delivering dars from Faizan Sunnat. One brother from Lines area of Karachi narrated that, "I was standing on the roof of my house when I saw an Islamic brother of Dawat-e-Islami with a green imama on his head giving chowk dars all alone by the street corner. No one was even sitting there to listen to him. Even though I was far away from religion and would avoid Islamic brothers who wore green imamas, when I saw that brother giving dars all alone, I felt bad. I went down and joined his dars in sympathy. Joining that dars became a source of my reformation and I became attached to the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, at the time of giving this statement, I am in charge of the good deeds booklet in my locality. There was a time when I used to run away from people wearing green imamas, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today the crown of green imama, that is the green turban, is shining on my head." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.